Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Anthony Stephan, has done a lot of research in the area of anxiety, depression, bipolar disorders. It affected your family and has talked to people across North America in the area of bipolar disorder and anxiety, stress. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, or once again, thank you for having me on. It's been a while, but it's good to hear from you again, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about some of the research that you're coming across in terms of anxiety and maybe some of the trends that you're seeing in terms of, you know, what people are going through on a daily basis.
Well, you know, anxiety is the number one disorder when it comes to mood disorders in Canada and the United States. There was a recent publication that came from the Center for Disease Control where they said 37, I don't know how they did this, probably a cross-sectional study, but 37% of all American adults wake up on a nightly basis with anxiety, stress, over whether it's the job, place, the fast-moving life, how am I going to afford my mortgage this month, what about my children, what about my wife, where am I at? And these are huge issues. Recently, there was a publication from the National Institute of Mental Health indicating that 7.7 million Americans suffer with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And these things are literally eating at our society. There is major relief. We now have four studies on anxiety. Two of them deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. And what we found, and what the research is pointing to, there are a total now of 25 medical journal publications on the nutritional supplements and Power Plus. And what it's pointing to is the fact that we're living in a cardboard food society. I'm going to boil this thing down. Basically, we live in a cardboard food society where the mineral density and the nutrient density in our food is at an all-time low. And we're not feeding our brains. We're not feeding our bodies. And these are some of the results.
So Anthony, what I hear you saying is that it's the food that's really causing a deficiency in our bodies that we need to fix.
Oh, totally. Totally. Let's talk about valid research with the United States Department of Agriculture. There was a study that started in 1914. It ended in 1997. And they looked at the average intake of three different nutrients, minerals that were available and are available in our food. And shockingly, they found that there in 1914, calcium, magnesium, and iron in an average adult serving of lettuce, spinach, cabbage, and tomatoes, that there was an average of about 400 milligrams of calcium, magnesium, and iron. When they looked at it in 1997, and it was progressive, it's not like it just dropped in 1 year or anything like that. It was just a little over 60 milligrams of calcium, magnesium, and iron. So we're seeing a major, major decline. And what that says, whether you're eating organic or whether you're just eating store-bought cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, and spinach, that you now have to eat 6.6 times or 6.6 more plates to get the same amount of mineral that you were getting back in 1914.
Well, I would say that some people are probably eating 5 or 6 times more than, you know, than the population was a long time ago. But beyond that, Anthony, what happens when we become deficient in magnesium or calcium or iron? What does it do to our brains and what does it do to our bodies?
Well, there was a study where the measured controls that did not have ADHD, these are young children, you know, up to 18 years of age, that do not suffer with ADHD. They took a look at them, and then they measured children that were diagnosed with ADHD. In almost every case unfailingly, the ADHD crowd suffered with lower than normal serum levels of iron. That's the effect that it's having upon us. We're not producing the right neurochemistry, and we rely upon these various substrates, things like iron, magnesium, calcium, vanadium. Zinc is a major, major issue. A major study in depression called hypozincemia in depression. That means reduced levels of zinc in depression. Once again, measuring against adult controls that did not have any sign of depression and measuring people with severe depression, they found in every case, in this case, in every case unfailingly, that they suffered with lower levels of blood or serum zinc than the controls did. And the deeper the depression indicated, the greater the loss in the bloodstream of the mineral zinc. So what it proves is that we are minerally deficient as a people. Osteoporosis is at an all-time high. Asthma is a major issue in children. They're now calling it the number one accelerated disorder. And what have they found? Calcium and magnesium deficiencies. In emergency medicine, they take children that are suffering with severe asthmatic attacks. In the emergency room, they pump them up with a major mainline bloodstream dose of magnesium, and they find immediately, you know, that the bronchi begin to open up and they're able to breathe again. We're a minerally deficient population, and we're paying not just with mood disorders, but in many, many, many ways.
Anthony, you know, you mentioned between 1914 and 1997 that you know, the mineral concentration in these foods, lettuce, spinach, cabbage, and tomatoes, went from 400 milligrams to 60 milligrams, I believe you said, or 80 milligrams, which is, you know, one-fifth or 20% over 75 years. Is this because of the way we're farming, or is this because, you know, what's going on here?
Well, you've already hit it on the head there, David, with the farming methodology. We don't put magnesium, calcium, and iron back into the soil. What we're doing is we take a piece of land, let's say we grow corn or wheat on it, and we pull all of that off, the straw. We pull all of the seed off of it, the wheat, and all we put back into it is nitrogen, phosphorus, and that doesn't feed us. And so our soils have become absolutely deficient. A very interesting proposal made at the 1992, this is a long time ago now, Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. What did they find? They put on the table that American and Canadian topsoils are 84% depleted compared to what they were in the previous 100 years. Well, I don't know how they measure that, but that's the statement. When they looked at China was only depleted 37%. And they've been there for thousands and thousands of years. It's because they recycle the human waste back onto the growing property, whereas we don't. We use these modern fertilizers, and we are depleting our soils. Mm.
Well, as you know, the 84% is almost equal to what the decline has been in you know, in the mineral content in food. So there's definitely a correlation there. But going beyond that, I want to come back to magnesium that you said is deficient. How is that, you know, what's a deficiency in magnesium showing up as in terms of mental health issues?
Well, magnesium and calcium are used in neurotransmission. They assist in carrying charges. They assist in carrying signals from neuron to neuron. And when we're low in calcium, when we're low in magnesium, we don't do well. Major study in PMS, what did it indicate? Women are very, very depleted in magnesium, especially in the PMS cycle. Why? Because they build up the uterine wall in preparation for the ovulation process to take place. And in doing that, the brain actually gets robbed. The central nervous system gets robbed of magnesium, and we end up with all this emotional overflow. And by the way, I hope I'm not offending anybody, because that's not the point. It's just the point that these issues have a cause behind them, and the cause is nutrient deficiency. There's a study taking place right now on Empower Plus in New Zealand with a group of women, large group of women, with PMS. And we already know what the effect will be. It changes people. It changes the whole mental outlook when we are minerally nutrated.
We're talking with Anthony Stephan. We're talking about anxiety, depression, and mental issues in this part of the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about what you can do and how you can feel better.